Last week, I cried tears of joy as I looked around and saw that I was sitting in the middle of my vision board. Welcome to Wildly Worthy, where we get intentional about money and life. I'm Nikki. I used to be insecure, anxious, feeling stuck like a victim of my circumstances until I started taking inspired action and truly believing in myself. Now I'm an international money and mindset coach, teach other women how to take charge of their finances and their lives. Each week, I'll teach you something new to get you one step closer to your dream life. You'll learn how to make friends with your money and yourself while finding gratitude and abundance all around you. It's time to start believing that you are wildly worthy of your wildest dreams. I'm so happy you're here. Let's get started. Hello, hello, friends. I'm back. How are you? I hope you're doing well. Obviously, I can't hear you. DM me. Let me know how it's going. Okay? Okay. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, I want to talk to you about how to find yourself in your vision board. And I, as I said on the opener there, I found myself in my vision board last week and I just cried. I was just overwhelmed with like, this is it, I'm here and I did it. And it wasn't one of those things, it didn't just happen. So I think that's a huge misconception about manifestation and like making your dreams come through and all this stuff that you just like think about it and it happens. But that's not how it works. So let's talk about some things that I did, some things that you can do to get you to your vision board, your ideal day, whatever it is that you think about when you're like, man, this is the life. Like, what would that be for you? Where would you be sitting? What would you be doing? And it may be exactly where you are right now. And if it is, amazing. I love that. But if you're not, if there are some things that you'd still like to do, you can keep listening. My number one thing is to start visualizing. So, and that can be different ways. It doesn't just have to be close your eyes and visualize, right? But that can be, yes, close your eyes, visualize. You can do a visualization meditation. Those are all over the internet. You can find them on YouTube. Insight Timer, probably Calm. I use Insight Timer mostly. And I have some from some courses that I've done with people. So visualization meditation is one thing. But some people, like me, have a harder time of just like coming up with a scenario out of, you know, nowhere. Something that I've never seen, I've never experienced. And it takes a little bit more for me. So I like to watch this happen. So this may be I'm watching a vlog of someone who is doing what I desire to be doing. So it could be, you know, building a business. It could be one of those YouTubes that say how I made 200K in a month, right? You see those. And you can watch that and you can hear and you can see that someone has done this and it just makes it all that much more real. So whatever it is that you have on your vision board that you are wanting to do, look that up. Sometimes, like, the algorithm is going to get you and it's going to be like, oh, she likes this kind of stuff. So we're going to show her more of this and these things will just pop up. I've noticed recently what's been popping up on mine is flight reviews, like first class flight reviews from different airlines, because I've been watching videos of first class seats or flights because I'm going overseas this summer. And I want to put myself in that place. So you can do that. You can watch the ambient videos that just show you feel like you're sitting in the middle of whatever this relaxing, soothing background is. So maybe it's a beach scene. Maybe it's a mountain scene. But a lot of them, the ones that I love, they show a little bit of the inside of a house or a cabin or whatever it is that you're residing in, and it feels like your TV is almost a window to that world. And so you're like, okay, I'm watching it. I'm here. I'm inside this thing. Rather than like sitting back and watching a movie and seeing other people take part. It's almost like a point of view that you're there, that you're in it, right? Okay, cool. So after that, let's talk about your next sense, so to speak. We're going to go through the five senses because so you can really experience what it is that you want. So let's talk about touch. And that just means physical connection with that thing that you are desiring. Actually putting your hands on it, knowing what it feels like, and making that connection. So that could be something like driving your dream car. Go to the dealership and say, hey, I want to look at these Range Rovers over here, and then I want to test drive it. I want to see what it feels like. And I mean, more likely than not, they're going to let you test drive it. So get in your car, feel your hands on the steering wheel, know what it feels like. What is the material? How does it feel in your hands? How wide is it? How close is it? And doing these things kind of gets you closer to, do I even want this? Is this what I want? Or maybe you test drive it and you're like, no, I don't really like that. So then you can start looking for something different that you do like. And another thing you can do if you are manifesting a baby, hold a baby. I mean, of course, make sure you know the parents and you ask them first. Don't go grabbing people's babies, okay? I did not say that. So if your friend has a baby, a friend of a friend, you're out, you know, hold a baby, feel that baby in your hands, feel the weight of it, feel the soft skin, you know, not in a weird way, okay? Don't make this weird, you guys. But there is something so calming about holding a baby. I don't have babies of my own, but when I hold somebody else's baby, I feel very calm. So it's almost like they just like have that energy, and getting closer to that and feeling that can get you closer to knowing what it feels like. After we talk about touch, let's talk about like feeling emotions. So that's just feeling the feels of already having what you want. That is really about getting in your body. I like to call it like somatic movement, where you're moving your body. Maybe you're going for a walk. Maybe you're walking a route that takes you to somewhere you want to live. I heard a story about one person who, she lived in New York City and she was single, but instead of saying home on Friday nights, she wanted to manifest her dream man, and she wanted to live in a certain place, and she wanted to be taken out in a certain area. So every Friday night, she would take a taxi downtown where she wanted to be, and she would walk that strip, that area, and just get the feeling of being in that place. Now, if you don't live in the same city, that's where kind of the YouTubes come in. You can watch walking tours of a lot of places. Before I went to Scottsdale and Sedona, I watched videos of those places and watched other people walk through them because I was too far away. It was a 4-hour plane flight, so you can imagine the drive. But if you are in the place and you want to just feel that emotion and put yourself in that place, try that out. I thought that was really cool when I heard her telling that story. And I cannot think of her name, so this is not my story, by the way. Put yourself in the place. Start walking the route you want to take. Walk through the neighborhood where you want to live. I mean, unless it's gated and you're not allowed, right? But walk through that area. If you want to live like by the beach, go there. Walk there. Experience it. Be in it. So be in your vision board instead of just looking at it every day like it's a piece of paper. This is what we're talking about. Now, another way of feeling the feelings is dancing or just moving your body around. Getting yourself into that that vibrational positive place. I know when I dance, I feel so good. I feel like I could like knock a door down. No, there's a, you know, the Shania Twain song, Let's Go Girls. And somebody posted a meme like, every time I hear that song, I feel like I kick a door down. And that's kind of how I feel when I dance. So whatever makes you feel like you could kick a door down in a good way, not in a mad way, but in a like, let's do this, do that. Another way of feeling the feels is breath work. Breath work is one of my favorite ways to work through emotions. So say I'm feeling like stuck and I just don't know what is the sticking point. What is this? I can't identify it. Breath work will help me work through that. Your body holds on to energy. It holds on to trauma. So like we have to release it and let it go so that we can be fully free. I know that sounds a little woo-woo, but if you think about, if you have a dog, okay, or if you just watch nature documentaries, if you have a dog, you ever notice your dog will just shake its body every now and then? That is it. It's like shaking off whatever was going on, and they're starting over, and then they're like, plop, 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 I'm happy now, right? After it shakes off the ick. So shake it off. That's another thing you can do. Go through a gratitude rampage. Like go through and name everything you can find in your home, in your life that you are grateful for, and just experience that gratitude and say it out loud and feel it. Boom. Now let's talk about music, movies, shows, all that good stuff. So media, I guess, is what I'm gonna call that. I'm not gonna talk about social media today because we all know about social media, but let's talk about music. First of all, if you want to get in that vision board state, make a playlist of how you want to feel. Or go online, go on Spotify and search whatever word you're looking for. Like there are tons of manifestation, tons of rich girl, tons of luxury type playlist, and I've made a few, so if you go and search my name, you can find playlists. I'll link some in the show notes so you can see them, but I've made like a chill manifesting music, so that one's for when I'm like not really dancing, I'm just, maybe I'm working, maybe I'm just doing stuff around the house, but I'm not like jazzed, right? It's just chill manifesting music. It's still about like manifesting and everything comes to me. And then I also have money vibes, which is more like, yeah, I'm feeling myself, and I'm probably going to dance or walk to that one. I do a lot of walking meditation. If you're on TikTok, you hear the girl, the kids are calling it a hot girl walk. I'd never called it that before, but yeah, that's what it is. Like you go on a walk, you listen to music, and you just like feeling yourself, like you're in the music, you're putting yourself, and you're able to feel that good feeling of this music is good. This music makes me feel good. I feel good. I'm moving my body. So you're kind of getting several different experiences at the same time. Because here's the thing. When we listen to music that is sad or angry, we kind of put ourselves in that state of mind. And if you're not highly sensitive like I am, you may not experience this as badly or as much as I do, but when I listen to music that's like angry or sad, it affects my mood. So as much as I love some Taylor Swift, like I cannot listen to her every single day unless I make like a happy Taylor Swift album. A lot of her music is sad, especially the latest couple, like Evermore and Evermore mainly is totally sad girl music, right? So pay attention to what you're listening to. I love that Olivia Rodrigo song where you could just sing at the top of your lungs. You're screaming it. And then the ABCDFU. Both of those are scream at the top of your lungs songs. But if you're not feeling that emotion already, I think those are great if you are feeling, if you are in those feels and you want to get out of them. It's kind of like a rage rage dance. I don't know if you've heard of rage dancing, but that's just getting that out. So if you are feeling those things, those would be great to listen to get yourself out of them. And if you're not, let's try to listen to things that you want to feel. There is another girl who makes playlists all the time, and one of her playlists is called I'm Thriving, but she talks about how she changed the music she was listening to and her whole life changed. So different things are going to be more helpful to different people. Take what you want from this podcast. Take what is best for you. All of these things are not going to resonate for you. All these things are not going to be like, oh yeah, that feels good. But maybe something in here will feel good to you. Okay, let's move on down the senses. Oh, actually, let me go back to talk about movies and shows. So pay attention to what you're watching on your TV. I will tell you that I do watch shows sometimes purely for the location where they are taking place. So like the YouTubes that I watch, I will watch a show. Like I watched Emily in Paris just for the background. I wanted to like feel what it feels like to be in Paris. I wanted to see the background. I wanted to see the buildings and the landscape and all of that. So you can do that. And also I did that with Selling Sunset. Those houses, like, hello, amazing life, right? However, let me say that with, if you find yourself feeling stressed or tense because of what you're watching, maybe turn it off for a little while and watch something more calming. I did notice that the other day. I was watching something, it might have been Selling Sunset, but I was like not watching it at the time, but I was like, why do I feel so like stressed and like anxious right now? And I was like, oh, because these girls are fighting all the time. So it's like, turn it off for a little bit and do something different. Choose a different thing for now. So pay attention to that in your body if you start to feel those things that you're watching, because it can happen. It can sneak in. So just turn it off or find something that's more positive that makes you feel good to watch. Like, I don't know. Nailed it. I think Nailed It is hilarious. Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about smell. What does money smell like? Oh my gosh, right? I'm not talking about dollar bills. I mean, if you like the smell of dollar bills, that's fine. They're not my favorite. You know what I love the smell of is a new book or an old book, but just book pages. I don't know what they're made of, but it makes me feel calm because I love reading. And as a child, I read all the time. Like I would go through a book in a day, and this was before streaming TV and all that stuff. So reading a book is what I kind of did for fun. So what does your desire smell like? And that doesn't have to be, you don't have to take that so literal. So when you think of like, what does rich smell like? What does luxury smell like? It might be something that you just associate with those things. Smell is like one of our most potent memory things. I don't know the right word right now, but it can take us back to a memory. If you smell something that you smelled at a big part in your life, it can take you back and put you in that place. So look at, what does it smell like? And since we were talking about babies earlier, like, what does a baby smell like? Babies smell like baby lotion and the body wash, you know, like they smell fresh. So what does my beach house smell like? So maybe that's like getting a candle that smells like the thing you want, you're desiring, you're manifesting into your life. Start experiencing these things with all of your senses. Put yourself in the place. Okay? Cool. Yes. Here we are. Okay. I think I've touched on all of those. And then like, if you are just an experiential learner, you're going to try a little bit of all of these. Or maybe there's one that really, really works for you. And I didn't talk a lot about visualization in the beginning, but that works for a lot of people. Just closing your eyes and seeing that life that you have for yourself, putting yourself there in your mind. your brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. So if you keep imagining the same thing that you are desiring over and over again, your brain is going to take you there. And that leads me into our next thing, is that our brain is an evidence-seeking machine. Your brain wants to prove you right. So if you keep telling yourself something, your brain is going to try to make that come true because it's trying to protect you. And it's like, oh, I love you. Think of it as like a protector, your guardian, taking care of you and wanting to see all of your biggest hopes and dreams come true. Yeah, our brain is a part of our body, but it's not. It's like we have these different parts of our brains. There are parts that we are conscious of that we are controlling, and then there's the subconscious, which we're not really controlling, and it's really involuntary, and we have to train it because it controls a lot of what we do and say and believe on a daily basis. So our reticular activating system is a part of our brain. I don't know what parts right now. I have it written down somewhere, but who cares? Do you care what part of your brain? If you do, look it up. It's on the internet. But reticular activating system, what it does is it looks for evidence. It filters out unneeded information. It filters out things that don't really matter to you and aren't important. So if there's something that you see every single day, your brain is going to kind of disregard it. It's just there. We know it's there. It's not something new. We don't have to pay attention to it. It's just part of this house, this life, this car, whatever. You get used to it. It's there. Now, it also helps you look for things that are important. So when you start looking for a car, say you started looking for a Jeep Cherokee, so all of a sudden, everywhere you go, you're going to start seeing a Jeep Cherokee, a white one, a silver one, whatever color you picked out. You're going to start seeing them everywhere. Not because there are more in the world, but because your brain is looking for them. They're there. Before, it was kind of being filtered out. So when you start seeing these, other cars might be filtered out. Cool? Okay. Now, something else your RAS does, reticular activating system, some people call it RAS. I like to too because words are hard, right? Your RAS also will help you follow through, will kind of give you urges to do the things that make you want, that make your dreams come true, okay? This is your follow through. So if you say, I want that car, well, you're going to start looking for that car. You're going to start Googling it. You're going to start looking on the auto trading sites. You're going to look up the specs. You're going to go test drive one, right? You're going to start doing the things. You're going to check out if you can get a loan. Another example of this, one that I love, is that if you want your body to have some kind of transformation, say you want to have, you know, more muscle, you want to be stronger, and you keep saying, I have a strong body, I have a strong body, your brain is going to like give you urges to start doing things that give you a strong body. Maybe you're just going to all of a sudden be like, I want to go for a walk. Oh, I want to do a workout. Oh, I want to go to the gym. Or I want to choose more healthy foods for myself. And it's not even like really a conscious decision. It's your subconscious is like, this is what we're doing right now. We're doing this. We're working on this. So we're going to start making these choices. And it all like pulls from information that you already have in your brain to make these things happen. We are unbelievable machines. Not machines. You know what I mean. Organisms who can really make our dreams come true. So once you start telling yourself these things, once you start experiencing these things for real, you're going to start believing this is possible. I can live in my vision board. So go out, take these practices on, see what works for you, do it for yourself, and come back and let me know how it goes. Yes! I'm so excited. I cannot wait to hear about your vision board. I cannot wait to hear about what you have made come true. I hope that you guys will let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram. That's where I am. If you want to work on your finances and your mindset, which is what I do, schedule a call with me. It's free to talk and get started. But I will tell you, to do these things, most of them, it takes money. And so that is kind of what I help you do, is get your money right, help you find out how can we make this happen for you. And then we set up a plan and we make it happen. So we do the visioning, we do the manifesting, and then we do the actual get in the dirt, do the stuff that makes it happen. Cool? Cool. I'm so excited. Sorry for the scream. Hopefully that's not too loud when it records. But anyway, I'll see you guys next time. Bye.